For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Supreme Court upholds the president's controversial travel ban on people from mostly Muslim countries, 5-4. The president calls the ruling a tremendous victory for the country and the Constitution.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
The court affirms the president does have the ability to ban immigrants from entire countries if he deems it necessary. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
This decision is critical to ensuring the continued authority of President Trump and all future presidents to protect the American people.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This ruling did not make us any safer, and I believe that the court was wrong. It's un-American to do what has been done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
17 states are suing to force the administration to reunite immigrant families. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says President Trump will continue moving forward with his zero-tolerance illegal immigration policy, but vows to work to not separate families.
It's not easy, but we're working it.
He says people continue to ignore the word illegal when talking about immigration.
We're not talking about shutting the United States off from the world.
He says over the years, there's been loopholes exploited and laws ignored, which has resulted in the confusion between legal and illegal immigration. There's a new addition to the Bush family, a service dog for 41 named Sully. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
George H.W. Bush getting a new service dog named Sully. Bush 41 sharing a photo of the pooch on Twitter, the lab from America's Vet Dogs. Bush tweeting, could not be more grateful, especially for their commitment to our veterans. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer could be getting a daytime talk show, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Powerhouse daytime syndicator Debmar Mercury, whose existing roster includes Family Feud and The Wendy Williams Show, and the Pilgrim Media Group have combined to start working on what could become a daily talk show for the former White House press secretary. So far, only a pilot's been planned, the show's working title being Sean Spicer's Common Ground. Spicer telling the New York Times, quote, in this current environment, I think it's important to have a platform where we can have civil, respectful, and informative discussions on the issues of the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court has ruled against a California law that required medically licensed pregnancy centers to tell women where to get free and low-income abortions. John Clemens reports.
The narrow 5-4 decision means California lawmakers cannot override the First Amendment with government-mandated speech. Travis Weber, the Family Research Council, calls it a victory, but is surprised by the 5-4 decision.
This is definitely a victory for pro-life and free speech. But it is troubling that it's this narrow. It should not be this narrow. We should have every member of the court agreeing that no one should be forced to speak a message against their beliefs.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.